Woke Doctor Who star David Tennant wishes black conservative didn't exist anymore. By Kurt Zindelka on June 26, 2024. While giving an impassioned speech about the importance of accepting others during an LGBT awards show, Doctor Who star David Tennant said that he wished Government Minister Kemi Badenoch did not exist anymore because he believes she holds traditional values. Tennant was given an award for being a prominent ally of the so-called transgender community at the British LGBT Awards, which he largely attributed to being educated on empathy by his wife and saying that pride is very important in his household, describing it as a family affair. However, this deep empathy that he claims to possess apparently does not extend to those with differing political views, with the Doctor Who actor expressing ire towards Badenoch, the British Nigerian Heritage Equalities Minister, who has led efforts to cut out far-left gender ideology from schools and protect single-sex spaces such as bathrooms. If I'm honest, I'm a little depressed by the fact that acknowledging that everyone has the right to be who they want to be and live their life how they want to live it as long as they're not hurting anyone else should merit any kind of special award or special mention, because it's common sense, isn't it? Tennant said. It is human decency. We shouldn't live in a world where that is worth remarking on. However, until we wake up and Kemi Badenoch doesn't exist anymore, I don't wish ill of her, I just wish her to shut up. Whilst we do live in this world, I am honored to receive this award. Firing back, Badenoch replied to Tennant, I will not shut up. I will not be silenced by men who prioritize applause from Stonewall over the safety of women and girls. A rich, lefty, white male celebrity so blinded by ideology he can't see the optics of attacking the only black woman in government by calling publicly for my existence to end. Tennant is one of Labour's celebrity supporters. This is an early example of what life will be like if they win. Badenoch, who has emerged as a favourite of British Conservative Party supporters in the leadership race to replace Boris Johnson in 2022, rose to prominence in the country over her strident critiques of the Marxist Black Lives Matter movement and critical race theory. For this, she has often been the subject of attacks from the far left, many of whom have tried to cast her as somehow being a traitor to her race for holding conservative beliefs. For example, she was accused by leftist political commentator Dr. Sholomos Shagbamimu of enabling white supremacy in service of her power-grabbing ambition. Commenting on the attacks black conservatives face, Badenoch said in 2021, it is wrong to accuse those who argue for a different approach as being racism deniers or race traitors. It is even more irresponsible, dangerously so, to call ethnic minority people racial slurs like Uncle Toms, coconuts, house slaves or house Negroes for daring to think differently. Such deplorable tactics are designed to intimidate ethnic minority people from their right to express legitimate views. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.